from KQED.
Here in California, we're constantly prodded to save energy, save water, too, for that matter. But what if we told you that by saving one, you can save both? That's because water and power are inextricably bound together, a fact that is starting to get the attention of policymakers. This morning, we begin a four-part multimedia series from our Climate Watch team, starting with Dan Brecke and Lauren Sommer, on the state's delicate balance of water and power.
Everyone says water
and electricity
don't mix. But here's the twist. In California, it's actually impossible to keep them apart.
Every time you turn on a light or start your electric lawnmower, you're using water, the water needed to produce that electricity.
And every time you turn on a faucet or water the lawn, it's like you're flipping a power switch because it takes a lot of electricity to get that water from where nature puts it to where you want to use it. Here's a typical journey for California water. It starts out as snow in the High Sierra. When the weather warms up in the spring, it flows downhill, first in a trickle, then in a roar, like this stretch of the American River east of Sacramento. So far, so good. Gravity gives water all the help it needs to get from point A to point B, as long as point B is downhill from point A. But most Californians depend on water that travels uphill. And that takes electricity, lots of it. Ronald Silva manages operations at the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation's Jones Pumping Plant near Tracy. The plant takes water coming from the Sacramento Valley into the Delta from the north. The pumps lift it just high enough to start it on a roll to the San Joaquin Valley in Southern California.
Typically, they run about 22,500 horsepower, 13,600 volts, 16,785 kilowatts. That's a lot of power.
Why do you need all that power? Ever seen a cubic foot of water? I took one to the Berkeley Farmers Market.
Kind of heavy, huh? Ooh, it is kind of heavy.
Can I get you to pick up a cubic foot of water?
That's 62.4 pounds.
How do you know that?
Physics.
Well, I've got the cubic foot right there.
I'm not going to get a hernia to prove that.
Oh. Thank you.
Running full tilt, the Tracy pumps can push hundreds of thousands of cubic feet of water. That's millions and millions of gallons, about 20 stories uphill. And the State Water Project's pumping facility nearby moves even more water. But all the pumping that happens in the Delta is just a prelude to the big lift over the Tehachapi Mountains northeast of Los Angeles. 14 megapumps at the State Water Project's Edmundston plant blast water through a system of tunnels more than 1,900 vertical feet over the top of the range. Edmundston's electricity consumption is huge, enough to power about 500,000 California homes. But what do all those numbers mean on a human scale? To find out, we went for a walk in the Berkeley Hills, or up the Berkeley Hills.
We're at the foot of a 650-foot elevation gain up Marin Avenue to Grizzly Peak. That's one-third the big lift. I'm going to carry one cubic foot of water up Marin Avenue just to give you an idea how much work goes into moving water. There's a better way to deliver water than what I'm doing right now. We're almost at the last corner before the last block.
Come on, buddy. You got it.
All right. We are there. We're at the top. It's momentous. It's over anyway.
It took 23 minutes to make that climb. The power I generated seemed like a lot to me. But it's an invisible fraction of how much California uses when it pumps water around the state. Add the electricity for treating drinking water and processing wastewater, and the state's electricity consumption for water is about the same as all the power used in Las Vegas. Yes, Las Vegas, the blinking, blaring, lighting capital of the world. Is there a way to use less? The state is taking steps to find out. The California Public Utilities Commission has sponsored a series of studies on the water-energy nexus, the intersection of water and power uses. When the agency adopted its latest guidelines for utilities' energy efficiency programs last month, it invited them to suggest projects that maximize energy savings in the water sector. As CPUC Water Division Director Rami Kalin explains, it's a relatively new approach to saving electricity by saving water.
A lot of energy is used in the movement and distribution of water. We're looking at what technologies are out there, what appears to be worthwhile, and we're pursuing those.
And right now, the best place to find combined water energy savings is in a surprisingly obvious place.
It's leakage, non-revenue water. There's various terms for it, but when you're losing water out of your pipe, you're wasting energy and you're wasting water.
Bigger savings, for instance, by improved pumping technology as the water is shipped to farms and cities, will take longer to achieve as the CPUC and other agencies continue their study of the intimate connection between water and power. For the California Report, I'm Dan Brecke.
And I'm Lauren Sommer. Tomorrow, we'll look at the flip side of the water-energy nexus, why power needs water.
We have some eye-popping illustrated guides to why water needs power and vice versa online at californiareport.org/climatewatch.